So let your hair down. Now leave your peers at the door because the time is
now. It's 2005, the rhythm is still alive, the sound
is alive. Zaza Big Easy is a choreography-led, immersive, percussive dance musical that focuses on using African diasporic percussive dance, West African contemporary partnering to narrate oral histories of Hurricane Katrina.
90% of New Orleans is submerged underwater.
New Orleans East still very much looks like Katrina just happened, and we're entering the 20th anniversary this August.
Our communities, our families.
But we're not in New Orleans. We're in Manhattan, and the year is 2025. We're at the APAP NYC conference, where artists, agents, and presenters gather every year to shape the future of the performing arts. You're listening to Arts Work Life, a podcast from the Association of Performing Arts Professionals. I'm Claire Caulfield. Every January, thousands of arts professionals descend on New York City for APAP NYC, the Conference of the Association of Performing Arts Professionals. And in this surprise bonus episode, we're going to share stories from APAP's most recent conference. Registration for the 2026 event is underway, so we're taking you behind the scenes of last year's APAP NYC, shadowing three people who keep the performing arts ecosystem in motion. A choreographer premiering his latest work, a presenter scouting talent for his season, and an agent slash artist manager putting it all together. The day starts early for Ryan K. Johnson, executive artistic director of Soul Defined, a percussive dance company based in Washington, D.C.
What does your pre-show routine look like?
Oh, well, first is starting with breakfast. But then it's like always a review of my choreography and just setting intentions for the way in which I want to relay the story that's been placed on us.
Soul Defined is presenting a 17-minute percussive dance piece about Hurricane Katrina this afternoon. At APAP, hundreds of showcases happen across Manhattan, from small hotel ballrooms to grand stages. It's where companies like Soul Defined get their shot in front of hundreds of potential bookers.
I'm hoping today I'm extremely busy speaking to presenters post-showcase.
Ryan and his co-founder Quinn Johnson are showcasing their piece at New York City Center, a five-story studio space a few blocks from the conference hotel. After breakfast, they begin preparing the space for the show.
And currently we are taping down a floor, so the floor is essential for percussive dancers. So it helps us to amplify our sound and make sure you hear everything that we're saying with our feet.
On any given floor, multiple companies are performing. Contemporary dance, classical ballet, jazz ensembles, puppetry, even circus acts. And weaving his way through all of these spaces is Aaron Shackelford, director of programming for Duke Arts, and he's on the lookout for new artists.
We're basically done with next season, so I'm not meeting to book a show for next year necessarily. Meeting to have conversations that maybe will bear fruit in 3 or 4 years. So yeah, setting up your APAP calendar is the biggest like time-consuming part of, at least for me, because there's so many places to be, and I'm always trying to strike that balance of seeing new work, going to sessions, and then having these meetings. You have to triage. You know, you can't have FOMO here.
After checking out some of the morning showcases, Aaron and I walk back to the conference hotel.
Do you feel kind of like the bell of the ball almost? Because people are all coming, right? Like artists want to be booked, agents want to get their artists booked, and like you hold the keys.
I think it's, you know, like we're incredibly privileged to have these positions and these opportunities to be one of those voices. You know, I get probably close to 100 emails over the course of a week, every week leading up to APAP.
Wow.
And, you know, that's on top of my actual job. But yeah, to answer your question, everybody wants our attention because that's the reality of the industry. And I have a picture of me just like sitting like. So now we are diving into the maelstrom. So we're going to meet my colleague Cheryl. This is her first APAP, so it's like you can't do APAP without doing an expo hall adventure. So we're going to go have a series of meetings with some agents here in the expo hall.
Awesome. The expo is APAP's heartbeat. Hundreds of booths line the carpeted halls, filled with posters, presentations, and endless conversation. One of those booths belongs to Danielle Devlin of Canis Major Music. She's an agent representing touring musicians from around the world.
So far this year, it has been markedly different in that I'm actually getting real date holds and even offers.
Wow.
Which is unusual for me because I work with such niche artists and they're international, and so if the touring is a heavier lift and you're usually working further out, but I'm able to like add a date here or there to existing tours, so that's been wonderful.
Oh my gosh, just in the last 2 days.
Yeah, just in the last 2 days. I mean, having an expo booth is, I'd say, pretty necessary because you get people that just come by. They maybe have a meeting with somebody else and they're like, oh yeah, I had wanted to talk with you too.
By mid-afternoon, both Aaron and Danielle are deep in meetings.
Would you let you know, we are showcasing tonight. If you can't make it, if you can't make it, no worries.
I will not be able to make it, but
that's okay. I'll shoot you an email, send you.
After a few connections, Aaron slips away to the ballroom, where he's speaking on a panel about trends in live performance.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're here to have a conversation on collective approaches to programming.
Meanwhile, back at City Center, Ryan and his dancers are about to take the stage.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I want to move behind for choreography, so this is what I think. All right.
Performance ends in applause. Ryan and Quinn walk into the audience to shake hands, exchange business cards, and hopefully set up meetings.
I think we blew the roof off of off of Studio 5 at City Center. We got a great response. I think it's important for people who come to APAP or are engaging with presenters to understand that conversations are long. You're not going to showcase and get a instant booking. And if you get an instant book, that's amazing. But I'm simply thankful that there were a lot of conversations with presenters that could almost create some block bookings, and we're already thinking about funding streams. And so, yeah, I think the seeds have been planted.
In the evening, as Ryan and Quinn are taking meetings with presenters, Danielle is racing downtown to the Public Theater, where one of her artists is showcasing tonight.
So I'm very excited, though, that it's a full house, and he's already on stage performing now, and so it'll be great to sort of get a feel for the room and see how things... I hear some audience clapping, so that's fun to hear. That's why APAP is a special place. The pace of it, the volume of both activities and opportunities... But also, it's like people are wrapping up their booking season by the timing of this conference being when it is. So a lot of people are shopping for the long haul, and then at the same time, maybe looking for a very specific thing to round out their season.
As the show wraps up at the Public Theater, Danielle and I hop into a cab because she has yet another artist showcasing back at the hotel.
Good, yeah, just exiting a show and heading to another one. And let's see. Oh, she's singing still. Let's go.
If you're liking what you're seeing, we're represented by Danielle Devlin. Woo, Danielle, she's right there. And she's going to be around after. We're also going to be around afterward, and we look forward to chatting with you.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
from the Hilton New York Midtown to City Center to the Public Theater. APAP is a world within a weekend. It's the rhythm, ambition, and connection that keeps the performing arts alive. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. You can join APAP and register for APAP NYC, taking place from January 9th to 13th, 2026, at apap365.org. I can't wait to get on the road again.